Well, what happened with St. George, it was the time of preparing the tomatoes in the same way we prepare them. And he got interested in them, wondered what was in them. Pretty soon he had a chemical crystal out of it. He didn't know what it was. And he didn't know anything about some medical properties. You probably know that, you know, when he wrote up this, the first paper on this, sent it to the Biochemical Journal in England. He gave us the provisional name, and his provisional name was Ignos. He knew it was a sugar. And so he called it Ignos. The editor rejected that, and so he sent it back again and called it God Knows. And for a long time, when he was traveling around for a long time, he'd have a little test tube in his pocket of the crystals. But we became quite good friends. And I had, when I was at over 20,000 feet in midwinter in the Andes, I had a letter from him.